Members, ladies and gentlemen.
Greetings, Chairperson.
Are you well, Honorable Arnold?
I'm good, Chairperson. Thank you very much, yourself.
I'm good, good, good. Sure. Now it's 3 o'clock. Oscar, are we ready?
Yes, Chairperson.
Afternoon, Chair.
Hello, Mama.
How are you, Mama?
I get them when I'm okay, Mama. Mama. Hey. But let's hope this meeting is our last meeting. Let's hope so.
Hey, I wish.
Are we correcting us now?
Yes, Chair, we are. We've got Mr. Arnold, Mamgwenya, yourself, Mr. Ntsube, Mr. De Bruyn, Ms. Labuschagne, and Mambibi on the platform. That makes 5 provinces, Chairperson, for now.
Okay.
Chairperson, just remember that Honorable Arnold and myself is from the same province.
Yes. But I've seen, welcome, Mom Kathy. Are you well, Mama?
Yes, I'm better. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. By the grace of the Lord.
Yes.
Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to this meeting. I don't think today's meeting is going to be long, though it's a very important topic or meeting, but I don't think it's going to be long. I just want to welcome you. I know some honorable members have a challenge of electricity. For example, Honorable Matibe is coming in and out because of his electricity problem. So I am not going to waste time by so saying. You are welcome, and I just want to again to welcome honorable members from the provinces. I've seen Honorable Honorable Pindamase.
Damase.
Ndamase. From which province, Honorable Ndamase?
From Eastern Cape.
From Eastern Cape. Oh, no. Thank you very much. Honorable Ndamase and others that are coming from the legislature, you are welcome. Feel free to participate when we call your province or to say anything. Maybe it's your mandate. You can feel free to read your mandate. Yeah, it's your committee. Don't say we are from the province. Today, when we are here together, we are the same as a permanent and a special delegate. So feel free to participate. And everybody is welcome. A delegation from the department, legal advisors, our very important staff members that are always there for us, assisting us. You are welcome to this meeting. Good afternoon. Aska, can yes. We get? Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, I need to raise a question on process and procedure. I'm not sure. I think I should raise it now, if I may.
Honorable Labuschagne?
Yes. Honorable Chair, as you well know, I couldn't be here at the last meeting. So I don't know what was the decision there. But I would like to know on when we do negotiating mandates on bills, then we get the mandating the mandates from the provinces, and then we vote on those mandates. So in the end, there's a report based on what clauses has been accepted by the committee based on the mandates from the provinces and whatnot. And then that report goes to the provinces for them to consider. And then normally the committee determines a final mandate. Now, in this case, Schedule F went to the provinces. The provinces received that Schedule F only last week and Wednesday. And I would like to know, what was the reason that has been sent to the provinces? Was it have they had to consider that as part of, before they take the decision on whether they support the bill? Was it still part of a negotiating mandate? Where does it fall when certain amendments bring certain, according to the provinces, specific has a specific implication that they don't agree with anymore. And then I would also know, if that is the case, that they still have to consider it, how do we deal with it that they can't give feedback or ask on feedback, because this is now a final mandate. So can anyone just explain to me what was the whole reason of the Schedule F?
Okay.
Because that in the Western Cape, they received it on last week, Wednesday the 1st. That gives them from that day to day a very short period of time to consider it and give input. Thank you.
Can you assist them?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you. The last committee meeting was 16 November. That was when the committee went through the proposed amendments of the committee together with the law advisors, because we agreed on the amendments. The legal advisors put it into a draft format and presented it to the committee. Committee had the opportunity to engage the legal advisors and adopted that draft put together by the legal. We then took it to CREDA to incorporate it now into an e-list of amendments. Then we made an F version of the bill. Remember, the bill came to us in a D version. We effected amendments to the D version, which is called the e-list of amendments. Once that e-list has been done, we create a new version, it's called the F. The reason that E and F took so long was because the legal advisors had to go through both E and F, because there were quite substantive amendments made by the committee. What I did was, as soon as the legal advisors signed off on the E, I sent the E version together with the minutes to the provinces. That was week before last. We were then waiting for CREDA to give us the F. The legal advisors went through, they actually went through the night that we got the F from CREDA the afternoon. They sat through the night, went through the F version, and then the next morning, as soon as they signed it off, I sent it off to provinces, because some of the provinces had their sittings, etc. As far as the committee is concerned, we're now sitting with the final mandates on the F version of the bill as passed by the committee. So the provinces all have submitted final mandates. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Asa. I think Honorable Labaskagne got an answer for what has transpired during the process of the amendment bill.
Thank
colleagues.
You. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I raise one question for to the department and or to the legal people before we go on to dealing with the final mandate? It's a question of clarity.
Yes, Honorable Labuskakuni, but when I explain from the beginning that other members have a challenge of the electricity, I don't want when we get to the mandate, some members has lost their connection. But you are welcome to ask your question.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I just want to make sure, get clarity from the legal people on and the department. Section 36.5C of the NEMQA provides that the national minister is the licensing authority for listed activities, matters declared as a national priority to the cabinet. Now, according to the A version of the bill, the draft version of the bill, this will, if I interpret it correctly, or the Western Cape interpreted it correctly, this now will allow municipalities to be the licensing authorities, even for matters of national priority. Is that not unconstitutional? I need that to be answered, please. Because I have to convey the final mandate of the Western Cape, and this question is a crucial one for the decision the Western Cape took on this.
Asghar, do we have the legal advisors in our platform today?
Yes, Chairperson, Advocate Hercules is on the platform. Might I also add that during the process of checking and a version, not only the Office of the State Law Advisor and the Parliamentary Law Advisor's office was engaged in this process. The department's legal department was also engaged in this process. I forgot to add that part when I explained the ENF version. When the legal people were going through, it was the Office of the State Law Advisor, the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, and the department's legal advisors, they were all in consultation during this process. Thanks, Chair. I will hand it over to Advocate Hercules. Thank you.
Advocate? Advocate? Or any legal advisor from the department, can you assist? Though Asghar has clarified the matter.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Okay.
No, sorry, is that you're welcome?
No, it's fine. You can proceed. I will go off you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. I have just opened the e-version. It's Amanda van Rienen from the legal division of the National Department. I've just opened the relevant section, and it does read that the provincial organ of state will be the licensing authority where the listed activity falls within the boundaries of certain, either more than one metropolitan municipality, more than one district municipality, or both a metropolitan and district municipality. So that is the change that was made in the E-list as far as the NEMQA is concerned. And I'm not sure if that is answering the question of Honorable Labuskakuni, but I could be wrong that is not what she was referring to, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, ma'am. I think it is. Because she was asking whether a municipality will be a license will be giving an opportunity to give a license. Though initial one, according to the constitution, minister was the one who's licensing authority. Are you fine, Honorable Labuskagne?
Chairperson, I'm actually not fine, but it's going to take a lot of time because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points that we have to work through. Nothing is going to change. I need to understand it because, I have to carry the Western Cape's mandate. That's fine.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Hi, good afternoon, Chair and honourable members. I just want to confirm that particular amendment relates to where the activity falls under. And the amendment basically speaks to that. So as far as we are concerned, when we looked at the matter with the parliamentary legal advisor as well and the departmental legal advisors, the proposed amendment is in fact consistent with the constitution as far as the jurisdiction is concerned with regard to the provincial activity and when it comes to the responsibilities of the spheres of government with its national provincial government in that instance. So we have discussed the issue and the amendment as proposed as far as it's presented to the committee in the revised document and the e-list. We are fine and satisfied with the amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate. Honorable Labuskagne was saying she's okay. Can we continue with the business of the day? Askan?
Chairperson, we have received mandates from all 9 provinces. Like before, it is the prerogative of the delegate from the province to read their mandate or delegate yourself or me to read the mandate on their behalf. I await your instructions, Chair.
Okay. There is a request on honorable members from Honorable Matibe to say we must start with his province because of he's the one who reported the challenges of electricity, so that when the electricity goes on, of his mandate was read. So I'll request you, Aska, you must start with Limpopo and then you come with, or I don't know, Honorable Matibe, are you going to read your mandate?
Chairperson, again, my apologies. We are having a challenge of electricity where I am. And the network is not very good. I'm just using a phone. So I won't be able even to show the video there. Can Aska read my mandate?
Aska, you can start with Limpopo and then you will start from there. You go start with Eastern Cape and so on. Start with Limpopo. Aska, are you there?
Yes, Chair. I have forwarded all the mandates to members, all the provinces. I'll start off with Limpopo. The mandate from Limpopo is to the chairperson of the NCOP, the bill, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017. The date of deliberation was the 6th December. The province mandates its NCOP permanent delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of the bill.
Thank you.
Chairperson, the Eastern Cape delegate, would you like to read the mandate or can I proceed to read the mandate, sir?
Honorable Ndasa, Ndamasa, do you want to read your mandate or a secretary can read it for you? Honorable P. Ndasa, can you read it for him because he is Honorable P. Ndamasa? Yes. He's in the meeting. Maybe it's one of the challenge.
No problem, Chair. The final mandate of the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, the Bill, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017, date of deliberations, 1st December. The vote of the legislature reads that the legislature supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape Permanent Delegate to vote in favor of the adoption of the bill.
Okay, another province.
The next would be the Free State Province Chairperson. We have
Honorable Supe, do you want to read your mandate or Mr. Askar, Mr. Bauer can read for you?
No, thanks. I think the president has been said. I would appreciate if Mr. The secretary reads it for us. Thanks, Chair.
Sure. Thank you. Askar?
Thank you, Chair. Mrs. Garrett, the Free State. Free State Legislature, final voting mandate to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017. The date of the deliberations was 3rd December. The Free State Legislature votes in favor of the bill. The next one would be Gauteng.
Honorable Ngwenya, do you want to read your mandate or Askar can read for you?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I would like the Secretary to read a Gauteng mandate. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Gauteng Legislature, final voting mandate to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, the bill, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, number B14F2017, date of deliberation, the 3rd December. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor of the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill.
Thank you very much. The next province
would be KwaZulu-Natal.
Mama, Mama Lindiwe.
Mama, ask, I can continue, Lavi.
Okay, Mama.
KZN, KwaZulu-Natal Legislature, final mandate, the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, the bill, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017, date of deliberation, 3 December 2021. The KwaZulu-Natal Legislature met today, Friday, the 3rd of December 2021, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the NCOP to support the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017.
Thank you.
The next one, Chair, is Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga, Honorable Nyambi, I saw him in the platform. Can you read it? You know, Honorable Nyambi is also one person who is affected by electricity. Askar, can you read it for Honorable Nyambi?
Will do, Chair. Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature, final mandate to the Chairperson of the NCOP, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F2017, date of deliberation, 3rd of December 2021. The vote of the legislature reads as follows: the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the NCOP is hereby conferred with the mandate to vote in favor of the bill.
Thank you very much. Next province, Northern Cape. Honorable Mkause.
She has messaged me, Chairperson, that she's in and out of the platform due to connectivity issues. So I have seen her on the platform and she's in and out, Chairperson. So.
Can you read the mandate for her on behalf of, let me check, is it anyone from Northern Cape Legislature? No. Yeah. Read for Northern Cape.
The Northern Cape, to the chairperson of the NCOP, final mandate of the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F 2017, the legislature, the date of deliberations, 1st December 2021, the legislature vote in favor of the bill.
Okay, thank you very much. You can continue to read from Northwest.
The Northwest Provincial Legislature, final mandate to the chairperson of the NCOP, the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, Bill B14F 2017, date of deliberation, the third. The Northwest Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill. It also says it serves as a voting mandate, but that's for the House. So that's the Northwest Chair.
Thank you very much, Western Cape. Honorable Laboskakni, do you like to read your mandate or ask I can read?
Can read, let me just get back to, because I'm on my on my phone, it's not that easy. I'll get it now. Okay. I can just change this thing, turn around. Okay, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament confers the final mandate to the chairperson of the NCOP, the National Environment Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14F 2017, on the 3rd of December 2021, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the National Council of Provinces the authority to not support the amendment bill signed on the 3rd of December 2021.
Thank you, Honorable Laboskakni. Back to you, Aska. All 9 provinces have read the mandate, and then 8 supported. One and not. So
correct, Chairperson. So the bill with the amendments as proposed by the committee has been adopted. I need to read the committee report, which has to be proposed and seconded by the committee. Do I have your permission to go ahead with the committee report, Chairperson?
Yes, you are.
Okay. The report is on the screen, Chair.
Wait first. Honorable members, did you receive the report in time? Aska, did you send it, yep. The report to...
Yes, Chair. Everybody.
Yes, we did, Chair.
We received.
Okay, thank you very much. Aska, you can continue to read.
Yes, it is. The report of the Select Committee on Land Reform, Environment, Mineral Resources and Energy on the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill B14D 2017, National Assembly, Section 76, dated 7th December 2021. The Department of Environment, Forestry, Fisheries briefed the committee and all 9 provinces on the 9th of June 2021 on the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill B14D 2017. The bill was initially referred to the committee on 27 November 2018 during the 5th Parliament and revived by the Council on the 17th of October 2019 in the 6th Parliament. The committee called for written comments on the bill. public hearings were held by provincial legislature, followed by negotiating mandate meetings by the committee together with the provincial legislatures on 15, 22, 29, 30 June, 17, 24, 31 August, and 7 September 2021. Deliberations on the e-list of amendments proposed by the committee and effected by the legal advisors was adopted by the committee on the 16th of November 2021. The Select Committee on Land Reform, Mineral Resources and Energy, having deliberated and considered the subject of the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill B14D 2017, Section 76, referred to it and classified by the Joint Tagging Mechanism as a 76 bill, reports that it has agreed to an amended bill, which is now the B14F 2017. Chairperson, that is the report of the committee. Everything below on the report is the amendments affected by the committee, which has to be reflected onto the report. So the committee report is the first part. And as you can see, it says amendments agreed to. So that is what was agreed to by the committee. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Any propose to adopt the report?
Chairperson, Honorable Matibe moves for the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Matibe Limpopo. Any seconder?
Chairperson, Lindwe Bibi from KZN, support.
Thank you, Honorable Mama from KZN. The report has been adopted. Thank you very much. Now we are done with the NAMLA bill. What left the previous minutes?
Chairperson, what is left now is internal matters for the committee is two sets of minutes. So I don't know if you want to make your closing remarks on the NAMLA bill now.
Oh, yes.
And excuse everybody, the provinces and department, so that the committee can proceed with the minutes. And then we are done. But I take it it's only proper that you say a few words and then we'll end the process of the bill, sir. Chair.
No, thank you, Oscar. Let me start with the department to thank them for assisting us there and there with the bill, and goes to our legal gurus. Without you, we cannot do any legislation. Thank you very much for being there for us and taking a long hours and sitting there, amending, do everything that we requested you to do. We thank you. You must continue to assist us as you did previously. And you, honorable members from the provincial legislature, you went out for your public hearing. You did everything in this period of the pandemic, but you managed to go for public hearing. You managed to give us the negotiating mandate and the final mandate. We thank you, really thank you. As the permanent delegate, we are nothing without you continuing to assist us. We thank you for doing that. And also, the honorable members, it was a long journey. It was a long journey for us to come where we are today, but we managed together with you. We were one committee members. We didn't say, now I'm from which political party, but we came together and we represent the interests of our provinces. Thank you very much. We must continue to do that. Thank you, our staff members. Also, you guide us, you teach us, you did everything. You make sure that the minutes and the bill be prepared on time and go to honorable members on time. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank you. But before I can say the department can go, I would like to say the department, they can say something. They can give us a word of appreciation or something before they left us. The Department of EFF.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Linda Gallup. I'm the Chief Director for Law Reform and Policy Coordination of the Department, and I lead the delegation today. I just want to say thank you very much to the Chairperson, the Honorable Members, the select committees, committee staff, and also the parliamentary law advisors, as well as the state law advisors, for their support. We worked very well as a team, and this bill was a very complex bill. So we actually appreciated that the committee finalized the bill in actually a record time. So we really appreciate all the support, all the assistance, and everything else. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief Director. Now you can excuse us. We must deal with the internal, the committee internal matters. Thank you very much, Advocate. Go and rest. There are a lot of bills that are coming. We still have many, many bills that are facing our committees. So maybe next year we're going to deal with only the legislation. Anyway, we, as a member of parliament, our mandate is to deal with the the legislation. We must make laws, and the laws that will be helping our provinces. I hope they have left. Now, Aska, you can deal with our minutes.
Yes, Chairperson, we have two outstanding sets of minutes. The one is from August, the 31st of August. That set of minutes, Chairperson, 31st of August. Yourself and Ms. Labuschagne were the only two members present. So between you and Ms. Labuschagne are the only two people that can propose and second that set of minutes. Here it is, as you can see. So
I propose for the minutes to be accepted.
So I second Honorable Labuschagne. Thank you.
Right, Chairperson, let me extend that one. And then the next set of minutes would be the 16th of November.
The 16th of November. Okay. Yes, sir. Is Honorable
Nyambi?
Okay.
Oh, Papa. Are you back?
Mama.
Honorable Nyambi proposed.
Chair Ngwenya.
Honorable Ngwenya seconded.
Chair seconded.
Yeah. Honorable members, this is our last meeting. Though we were supposed to have a next meeting next week, but due to we are going to prepare ourselves for DORA next week, so we in our management we agreed that let's focus in legislation, and we finalize the legislation. Those who are not legislation, which is not, although everything for the committee is very important, but they can wait that one. So before we can say goodbye to each other, I would like to call Honorable Mabato to say something. Honorable Mukause to say something, and followed by Honorable Laboskagni, lastly Itu, and then Honorable De Bruin, and last person it will be Honorable Nyambi. Honorable Mabato Mukause, are you in?
Thank you, Chairperson of the committee. My apologies, I had a bit of a hiccup with my network, the site. Chair, let me just express a word of appreciation to the committee staff, the secretariat, parliamentary staff, yourself as the chairperson of the committee, for having a led us through the entire year to perform our committee work as required by the Constitution to perform our oversight over the department. But also, Chair, let me appreciate your humility towards us in also exercising your responsibility as a chairperson of the committee, your kindness, chairperson, during some of us' absence in the committee during a difficult period of our time. Let me just say we thank you for having exercised such patience as well with us. To the colleagues, it has been quite a challenging year for us.
Honorable Mamangwe, Vala Vala.
Sorry, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. To the colleagues, this has been a very long and challenging year for all of us belonging to this cluster. And I hope we're going to gather some strength so that the next year, towards the end of our term, we approach it with strength, we approach it with a confidence as we will be nearing the end of our term. Chairperson, those are the words from the side of the EFF. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mamukause. Honorable De Bruin.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. From my side, I would just like to give a word of appreciation to everyone involved in the committee, yourself as Chair, the department, and fellow members. As you know, it's not been long since I've been a member of the NCOP and this committee, as I've only joined this year in May. And I must say that I've been welcomed with open arms by this committee, and I really appreciate it. And from our party side as well, I would like to thank you for the manner in which we can conduct these committees, or the professionalism in which we conduct these committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable De Bruin. Mama Lavskakhni.
Uh,
Honorable Labuskagni.
Hello.
Here I am. Thank you, Chairperson. From my side, I just want to thank you, the Chairperson, for leading us through this year, and all our colleagues on the committee. As the Chair said, we've done some legislation, and there's still a lot to come. Thank you for the work that we've been done, and a special word of thanks to the committee staff for their hard work and patience with us and their support. We had a year full of challenges. Some of us were sick and some of us lost loved ones, but still continued with the work required to do in spite or despite of their pain and their loss. And I think sometimes when we are in a situation, we don't appreciate or we don't evaluate the what it actually takes of us to do what we need to do. And I do hope that we all are going to use this time, this break, to rest, to appreciate and be thankful for what we have, and to be able to adjust to the hardships that we had in this year so that we can continue next year and work together as a team again. Thank you very much, and I do hope that each and everyone will enjoy this Christmas, or for those who just see it as a festive season, doesn't matter how you look at that, but that we will all be blessed and enjoy this time with all the loved ones, family and friends. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Labuskagni. Honorable Papa.
Thank you, Honorable Mama. Let me also join Honorable Mokaose, Honorable Dipray, Honorable Labuskagni, to one, start by thanking you, Chairperson, for leading us in very difficult times. There's no precedent for this new normal. There's no parliament that has lived during COVID, and your able leadership, being tolerant, some of us juggling from meetings to meetings, sometimes being absent, and you take an extra mile over and above your duty call to conscientize us to remember that there are some meetings. And of course, add and thank my colleagues for being committed to this task of being members of this important committee. The staff that has been supporting us throughout. Once again, I'm joining my colleagues to wish everybody a good festive season. We're in a very difficult time as South Africa was still facing the fourth wave. We're hoping and praying that in our little corners, we're going to make it and see each other better and ready next year, even though we still have that last week, as you have correctly said, Chairperson. But it's always nice to come together as this committee, as Honorable Mokaose and Honorable Labuskagni said, that over and above being from different provinces, different parties sometimes, but we are working as a family, and it's an honor being part of such a committee that appreciates each other. We thank your leadership, Chairperson. Let the Almighty God keep all of us safe till we meet next year, and all the best for all my colleagues and staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Papa. Now it's honorable members, thank you very much. I did this deliberately so that we can say anything, but I was supposed to start with my staff before honorable members, but next time they will say something. Members, thank you very much. It's our last meeting. Take care of yourself. We are now in the fourth wave. Please, when we go to our holidays, we must take care of our loved one and ourselves so that we can come back together next year. And honorable members and ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that now there is another. A president used to say gender-based violence is another pandemic. There is a pandemic that is in our country, but we don't recognize it. Especially now it's December time. When you go out, make sure that you leave the security in your house. Otherwise, you will find your house empty without curtains, without beds, without anything. 2 days ago when I get into my house was empty. So please make sure that you leave the security in your house. Goodbye. Thank you. Till we meet again.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, all the members.
Bye. Bye, all the members, too.